Craig Morgan, beat reporter for the Coyotes, writes at The Athletic, joins us. And Craig, the Coyotes, you wonder, because ever since they've acquired Taylor Hall, they've had goalie issues due to injuries. That I'm wondering if Shike is kind of waiting to see exactly what his team looks like when his goalies get healthy.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment at this point. With Darcy Kuemper out until after the All-Star break, Antti Raanta in and out of the lineup, I don't think they really have a feel for who they are yet. And let's not forget that Nicholas Chalmerson just came back too. So they're trying to figure out, you know, while they're working Taylor Hall into the lineup, they're trying to work Chalmerson back, and they're wondering what this team will look like when they have their goalies healthy. So I think there is definitely still some evaluation to be done before we hit the NHL trade deadline.
The Coyotes, of course, made a big splash with Taylor Hall. Do you, like, I look at the cap, they don't really have any cap space. Now, I know you can always manipulate it with different things. Do you see them being active, or do they just simply too hard up against the cap at this point to make any other moves before the 24th?
No, I don't know quite yet. Like I said, I spoke to John Chyka about this a little while back, and I think they want to get a sense of what this team looks like when all the parts are together before they make that evaluation. I wouldn't be surprised to see them try and add another defenseman, maybe a little size, physicality on the back end. That's something that I think Rick Tocchet has wanted for a little while. But beyond that, again, it's going to be an evaluation. And like you said, there's always a way to make it work. They can move pieces out to make it happen if they want to make that happen.
You look at their blue line right now, and they're carrying eight defensemen. You got Ekman Larson and Goligoski. You had Jarmelson and Chychrun for sure. Then you have Jason Demers. Then they kind of rotate between Osterley and Lyubushkin and Capobianco. So you mentioned size. Are they looking more for a lefty, or would it be a righty?
Well, that depends. That's an interesting question, actually, because Chalmerson generally plays the right side, mm-hmm. and that's where he's playing right now. That's where he's played most of his career. He says he feels more comfortable there. But I spoke to Rick Tocchet about this, and I think they want to ask him, you know, over the break, if he'd consider playing the left side. Right now, they'd prefer to have Lyubushkin in the lineup over Osterley because of both his size, and they think he's played a little better. But Rick Tocchet really likes the lefty-righty splits. Ilya Lyubushkin is one of two right-handed defensemen on the roster, along with Jason Demers, so he'd like to get him in the lineup, so we'll see how that shakes out, and however that shakes out could, you know, ultimately decide what they do if they make a move at the trade deadline.
How's Taylor Hall fit in?
Well, he's been just electric the last few games. He said it was a pretty easy transition, but I think there was a transition. Maybe the first 7-8 games, he was trying to get used to his teammates' personnel, and I still think that they're a work in progress on the power play in particular, but he's had some just terrific games, several multi-point games in his last six. He's making a big difference for them on that line. The problem, recently at least, is that the Coyotes haven't had other lines going offensively. They've got to get some contributions from a couple other lines.
Who's he been playing with predominantly lately?
He's been playing with Christian Dvorak in the middle and then Connor Garland on the other wing. And Connor Garland and Taylor Hall just look great together. It's been fun to watch the two of them. They've been pretty steady play drivers since they put them together, but again, they got to get more consistencies from those other lines, particularly Nick Schmaltz and Clayton Keller, who I think are probably going to be split up for that Edmonton game. I don't think they're going to be playing together anymore.
Oh, okay, so what do you think the line's going to be tomorrow night then? Who do you think Schmaltz will play with?
Not sure yet, to be honest. I figured you were going to ask me that, but I'm not sure what they're going to do yet with that. They've been playing with Carl Soderberg, and he seems to have stagnated a little bit. There just might be some fatigue setting in with this team, given the schedule that they've had over the first half plus of this season. But you know how this thing is. Lines are so fluid throughout the course of a season. You get some chemistry, and then suddenly it's gone. And you have to change the mix again. So we'll see what they do. I would imagine that Derek Stepan will factor into that somehow.
When Barrett Hayton's healthy, do you think he's in the lineup?
I don't know yet. I am curious what they're thinking about him specifically, because when you look at this lineup of forwards, the biggest hole that they still have is play through the middle. They've upgraded their center position, no question about that. But, you know, you look at all those lotteries where they didn't have any luck. They didn't land that franchise center. They don't have a true number one center, mm-hmm. and they're not getting enough play through the middle of the ice. I think they may even tweak their systems a bit to account for that, because they're getting more of that play from the wings. But you wonder about Barrett Hayton. He is a guy that they envision at least being a top six center down the road. He just came back from World Juniors, of course, had the shoulder separation. He should be ready after the break. I'm curious if they'll give him a look, because that really is one of the key pieces of their future in the middle.
Craig Morgan joins us, a longtime beat reporter for the Arizona Coyotes, writes at The Athletic. Coyotes come into Edmonton tomorrow, 1 in the afternoon, with first place on the line between the Coyotes and the Oilers, at least momentarily, because, of course, then Vegas and Calgary play a little bit later on in the Canucks. So with it so tight right now in the Pacific, it can go from first to fifth, literally, in one day. You look at Phil Kessel. How has Phil Kessel fit in his first year in Arizona?
Not well enough, to be honest. Okay. He struggled early in the season. I think he was playing hurt. I'm pretty certain he was playing hurt. I know he had a groin issue. I think he had something else going on as well. And, of course, he has that Ironman streak. I believe he's played the seventh most consecutive games in NHL history. That doesn't mean all that much to him, but he definitely wants to be out there. And Rick Tocchet tends to leave it up to his veterans to decide that. But he wasn't terribly effective. And even now, although he's picked up the offense a little bit, I still think that there's another gear that they're hoping for from Phil Kessel. They really need more production from him. And again, I mentioned the power play earlier with Taylor Hall. That's an area where they need Phil Kessel to shine.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Connor McDavid told me he felt that, and this was last year, he said that Phil Kessel was the best half-wall power play guy in the NHL. And I was just like, wow, coming from Connor McDavid, I'm like, all right, I'll believe him. And he just thought what he did, his ability to shoot and pass, and it was fantastic. Now, the Coyotes haven't had a very good power play in the past, and it's a little bit better, but definitely not as good as you would like. So what's been lacking on the man advantage?
Well, a few things. When you look at all the components of an effective power play, Rick Tocchet wants Oliver Ekman-Larsson up top to fire away a little bit more. He wants him to walk the blue line and let it rip. He thinks he's too tentative. Kessel has, I think, overpassed a bit, and he's made some poor plays, actually, passing. He's tried to force things a lot, and, they turn the puck over, so they don't have a lot of zone time on the power play. So those are two key components that are missing. But the other thing that they've never had, really, is great net front. They just don't have the personnel to play that, a guy that can hang in there, that with good hands, that can finish, get those greasy goals. So there are a lot of components missing, and yet I say all that, and in spite of their up and down nature with this unit, I still think they're top half of the NHL. So they've been definitely better than they have been in years past.
When you look at the Pacific Division right now, Craig, do you see one team that might separate, or is this going to stay close all the way, or conversely, one team that drops out of those five?
Well, if I had to pick one team that's going to separate, it'd be the one that just fired its coach. I still think Vegas is the best team in this division. All the underlying numbers say that as well. I think a lot of us were surprised to see Gerard Gallant go, but I still think that team is the class of the division. Beyond that, man, it is anybody's guess. I think all the teams in this division have significant flaws, but they're all, at least above average teams. And, and as you said earlier, you can drop from first to fifth in a day. It's insane how tight this right now.
And I think there is a lot of kind of pressure on the nation to make the playoffs. Now, it doesn't mean their GM is going to panic by any stretch, but is there pressure in Arizona?
I think there is of a different kind. Look, you haven't made the playoffs in seven seasons. You've got, a coach in his third season, a GM that's done things a little differently than in the past, and you've got a new owner now specifically, maybe putting some pressure on because they feel like they need to get some kind of success rolling here. They're looking for a new arena, obviously, in a different part of town. There are a lot of things that they believe hinge on having some kind of success. Now, I don't think it's the same kind of pressure that you'll face in a Canadian market. We have, we have four major sports here. We have a major university. There's a lot of other things on fans' minds in Arizona, but I do think that there is a bit of pressure when you talk about a new owner wanting to make an impact here.
Always good to catch up with it, Craig. We'll see you at the rink tomorrow. Have a good one. Enjoy the cold weather.
All right. Thank you for having me.